have got some drawbacks. I have got no good hold over English. Sometimes I do not find appropriate words to express me. There are thoughts, Indian philosophical thoughts, devotional thoughts, peculiar to Indian thoughts, very difficult to express in a foreign tongue, very difficult. So I beg to be schooled for this. I have got this drawback. Now, my first question is, Mrs. Chandrika, by her invitation, we have come to her house, and she spent a lot for us, and will spend for making arrangement of meeting, and as well as for prasad, etc. What benefit she will derive out of it by doing this is my question. Where there is benefit, there you should give your energy. If there is no benefit, no gain, nothing, those who are fools, they will give energy for this. Why she is spending so much money? What for? We have come to America, the richest country in the world. There are many rich persons here, and also benevolent, bountiful persons. They can donate. Take for instance, you have arranged one place here in Maui, a big hall. And that person invited all. Some Indian saints have come here. They will hold discourses here and Sankirtan. If anybody joins there and hear Sankirtan and see the sadhus and remain there for 4 hours, every person will be given $1,000. Then what will be the, your hall will be less, all the persons will come there. There will be a big crowd, and you have to inform the police to control the crowd, and you devotees will not have any seat there to sit. They will become more greater devotees than you. Let us go there. If we remain there somehow for 4 hours, after that we shall get $1,000. That is beneficial. And if you say the sadhus from India, they have come, they will perform sankirtan, their whole discourses, if you see them, hear their sankirtan and their sermons, etc., then you will get emancipation from the bondage of Maya, and you will get the lotus feet of Supreme Lord. Oh, who has seen Supreme Lord? There is no God. We have got no time to go there. They will not come. Only a few of you, those who are devotees, who have got desire to hear about Krishna, they will come. If you want to prove it, you can do it tomorrow. One bountiful rich person should be there and take one big hall, not small hall, and announce like this. But if you announce that if you hear Harikatha, you will go to Vaikuntha, no one will come. Nobody will come. You don't want Vaikuntha. What is Vaikuntha? That is not beneficial. That is, when we see, when we understand that it will be beneficial for me, then we have got the aptitude to spend our time for this. So I am giving one illustration for this, from Srimad Bhagavata. Our Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he accepted Bhagavata as the foremost scriptural evidence, quintessence of all scriptures. And his teachings are substantiated by Srimad Bhagavata. He has not taught any new dharma, Bhagavad dharma. By writing Bhagavad, Vedavyasmuni, he has got eternal peace. Vedavyasmuni in India, he is the guru of all. Karmi, Jnani, Yogi, Bhakta, all. Vedavyasmuni, I think you have heard the name Vedavyasmuni. He was born in Krishna Deep and he has expanded Vedas, Riksham, Jodhu, Atharpa. For that is his name is Vedavyas. Krishna Dvaipar Vedavyas. And he wrote about 18 Puranas. 18 Puranas, 6 Sattvic Puran, 6 Rajasic, 6 Tamasic Puran. 18 Puranas he has written. He has written Mahabharata. And within it, in Vishvakarma, you will find Gita. The writer is, author is Vedavyasmuni. He has written Vedanta, the most favorite scripture for the Jnanis, Vedanta. After writing so much books, scripture books, he could not get peace in the mind. He thought, if anybody gives does something for the benefit of other living beings of this world, then that person will get the fruit. I have done so much things for the benefit of the human beings. But in my mind I have got no peace. What is this? He became puzzled. And he remembered his Gurudev, Narada Goswami, and went to Badrikashram and prayed to him, kindly show me the path. I couldn't understand what happened. Then Narada Goswami appeared there and he paid obeisance to his lotus feet. And Narada Goswami asked whether you are doing well or not, mentally and physically. That is, this body has got no feeling. Body is matter. When consciousness enters into it, then it becomes conscious. Then it feels. So the person, the soul, body soul, corporeal soul, subtle body and gross body, the eternal real self being enveloped by the usual energy, has got these two tabernacles. So in relation to the body soul, whether you are keeping well or not, because soul is always well, there is no question of the soul, but the body soul can have some trouble. For that reason he put the question, your soul in relation to the body, your soul in relation to the subtle body, whether it is, you are keeping well or not. Then he said, you know everything. You are omniscient. I did so much things for the benefit of the humanity. But I myself cannot get, up till now I myself cannot get any kind of peace. What is the reason? What you did? Whatever human beings want, I did that. They want money. They can get money. They can fulfill their desires. They can remove their wants, etc. For that reason, I have written this Arthashastra. And they want fulfillment of desires, I have written Kama Shastra. They want after death to get some higher worlds, etc., heaven, etc. For that reason I have written Dharma Shastra. Whatever they want, I have given. But I am not getting any satisfaction, any happiness in my heart. What is this? Then Narada Goswami, as his guru, and Veda Vaishnavi is disciple. Disciple is to be controlled, regulated by guru. Guru has the right to govern him. For that reason, Narada Goswami said, whatever you did wrong. Jugamshilu dharma krita anushasata. Sabhavaraktasa mahan vyatikrama. You'll find in Bhagavad. Whatever you did wrong. Why? Because the actual self is Satchidananda. Every sentient being in the real self is ever-existing principle. For that reason, no person in this world wants to die. But they will do it. They will die. But they have got no desire to die. If you ask anybody here, do you want to die? Do you want to die? What he will say? Or she will say? No, I don't want to die. Why? You will die. You are seeing so many human beings. Human beings are mortal. They will have birth, sometimes they will remain and they will die, you are seeing. You have to give up your body. So why you have got the desire to remain in this world permanently? Because your real self actually is eternally existing. But when you become averse to Supreme Lord, then his illusory energy envelops you and you enter into this non-eternal, subtle and gross being. Being enveloped by that, you are thinking, I am born, I shall remain for some time, then I shall die. And I shall have to suffer threefold afflictions of these things. You are thinking like that, being enveloped by the useful energy. Actually, your real self is eternally existing. Otherwise, you cannot have the desire to remain in this world eternally. A devoid of eternally existing principle cannot have the desire to remain in this world. Your real self is eternally existing. There is no doubt in it. But it is now enveloped and you have entered into the non-eternal tabernacles and you are fearing that I shall have to die. You are fearing, but in your heart you want to remain in this world eternally. Because actually you are eternally existing principle. Actually you are knowledge principle. Devoid of knowledge cannot have the desire to get knowledge. That is the reasoning. If you do not accept scripture, you are a rational being, you should accept reasoning. For that reason, a devoid of knowledge cannot have the desire for knowledge. Incuriousness to know things. And you are a happiness principle. A devoid of happiness cannot have the desire for getting happiness. So here Sat Chit Ananda in Sanskrit words. Sat, ever existing, Chit, knowledge, and Ananda, happiness. Sat Chit Ananda, a eternally existing knowledge and blissful principle. That is called Atma. You may say Atma, you may say soul, you may say Ru, any word you can use. There is inside you. For that reason you have got the desire to remain in this world eternally. You want to get knowledge, you want to get happiness. But being enveloped by the non-eternal, these physical bodies and subtle bodies, you are thinking, I am now within this, I am born, I shall remain for some time, I shall die, you are afraid. Actually, internally you have got that. But that is every living being is eternally existing principle, Atma. Atma requires Atma. Atma vade drashtrabva sratabva mantabva nididhyasitam. Atma is Satchidananda. And this body is asat. It is not always existing. Now you have got it. It will remain for some time. And it will die, perish. But body is will perish, this body. But Atma will not perish. You will find in Gita it is clearly stated, na jayate mriyate vakadati nayang bhutva bhavitavana bhuyo ajo nitya sarsam prana hannate hannamane sharire. If the body perishes, Atma will not perish. Atma is permanent, eternal. So Atma requires Atma. This body is composed of earth, water, fire, air, sky, pancha mahabhut, five elements of the external potency of Supreme God. This body requires those things for its sustenance and maintenance. And the also food, transformation of those five elements, food you require to keep the body. You require air, you require sky, vacant space, all these things are required. These five elements are in the body, require those things or transformation of those things to keep the body. And when will body will perish, will go to Panchatattva, to the five elements. Like the Atma is coming from Atma. That Supreme Atma is called Supreme Lord. Supreme Atma, Paramatma. We have come from Paramatma, from Supreme Lord. And we are in Paramatma, we are by Paramatma, we should remain for Paramatma. We require Paramatma. We are Satchidananda. And if you, being Satchidananda, if you come in contact with Asat, Achit, and devoid of happiness, then you cannot get happiness. You are actually in real self Satchidananda. You require Satchidananda. But that is, but you have given by writing all these scriptures, what you have given? Non-eternal things. His real self is eternal, and you have given non-eternal. You have given suffering to them. You will get suffering. You have not done good thing. You have done a very wrong thing. No, I have also said for emancipation, for salvation, so that they can merge themselves to the formless, impersonal. Then you did higher wrong. You have deprived them of getting Krishna prema, ananda. That is a greater injury you have done to them. You have not done any benefit to them. You have given non-eternal, you have given non-eternal things, and they will be attached to everything, they will get suffering, and you have atmospheric suggestion of suffering. But you have not given ananda. Oh? Ananda is Supreme Lord Himself is ananda. There is no ananda in this world. If you churn the water. Can you get butter? I shall churn the water throughout my life. Go on churning. There is no ingredient of butter in it. You are all toiling and working hard, everything will be spoiled. There is no butter in the water. But if you churn the yogurt, if you churn the milk, then you can get butter. This butter is there. Then your labor will be successful. For that reason, this world seems to be eternal, but actually it is non-eternal, this world. Being in Bhavatpati, usually we think this world is eternal. This world is knowledge principle and happiness principle. But actually it is devoid of existence, devoid of knowledge, devoid of bliss. When you will go to the desert, then in the desert, sun's rays reflect on the sand of the desert. And those who are ignorant creatures, even human beings, I was also infatuated, enchanted. When I was going with Guru Maharaj from Delhi to Rajasthan through the desert, and Guru Maharaj was in the first class, and upper berth for me, how can I go upper? Guru Maharaj is lying in the floor, he told me, you go up. I said, you know, on the ground. Then I was seeing from the window, I was seeing this train is running towards the sea. The great, only water I am seeing. So why there is no land? I'm going to the water. So why? I minutely am saying. You understand. Then I express my heart to Gurudev. Why train is going where? That seems there is a great large water. It may be a lake or it may be a sea like that. And you are also infatuated. This is desert, mirage. There is no water there. The rays of the sun reflect on the sand. From a distance, it seems to be a very good span of drinking water is there, like that. So, those who are ignorant animals, they run towards that. If we go there, then we shall get water, we can quench our thirst. They are going, and that is receding, going, receding. Ultimately, no water, and only without water, only hot sand. You will get hot, and only increasing his thirst, and ultimately will die if it's getting. Is that it? Like that we think, if we get money, we shall be happy. If we get money, we shall be happy. We have now $1 million, if it is $2 million and $3 million, like that. Like Phantas Magoria, mirage. If we get a beautiful wife, then we shall be happy. Those who have got beautiful, we will ask them whether they are happy or not. In our India, they used to say, Dilli ka laddu jo khaya, wo pastaya. Ji nahi khaya, wo pastaya. Whether you understood it. Their ball-shaped sweetmeats, that is called laddu, that is prepared in Delhi. One who has taken that, he is repenting, and who has not taken that, he is also repenting. Like that. The one who has married, repenting, and we are not married, we are also repenting. Dilli ka laddu jo khaya. Those who have tasted that ball-shaped sweetmeat, they are repenting. And those who have not tasted, they are also repenting. Oh, absolutely like that. Now, if I can get a son, I shall be happy. You have got a son. and daughter, I should be happy. No happy. There is so much trouble. And if I marry the child, and if I get a daughter-in-law, then I'll be happy. And after the daughter-in-law comes, then child leaves parents. And more difficulty. If I see grandson, I shall be happy. The granddaughter, all these things, ultimately, like running in the desert for water, ultimately we shall die fidgeting. This is Maya. This word is Maya. Maya. Ma means not. Ya means that. Not that. You are seeing this world is happiness. It is not divided of happiness. You are seeing world is eternal. It is non-eternal. World is non-spiritual, devoid of knowledge. You are giving energy to this. You have not sung the glories of Supreme Lord Sri Krishna, with all existence, all knowledge, all bliss. Ishvara Parama Krishna Satchidananda Vigraha Anadiradi Govinda Sarvakarna. For that reason, you are not getting happiness. No, I have recounted the glories of Krishna in the Gita, in Mahabharata. In detail, I have described. But there you have described not for Krishna. There you have described for getting mukti. Your ultimate target is mukti, not Krishna. Krishna is all bliss. He is all bliss. As for example, you should think very carefully. A small boy, small child, or a small son or daughter, very beautiful. Parents are caressing, adoring, or kissing the child. Everybody. How long? As long as consciousness is there. When Satchidananda Atma will leave the body, then dead body of the daughter and son, nobody can get happiness. It can be retained chemically. There are chemical processes for a long time. A dead body can be retained. But a dead body of the child, if it is brought to the parents, will they be happy? No. You take away. Your son? No. That which was speaking is not there. That which was speaking, you did not see earlier also. You saw the body. You take the body? No. That which was giving happiness, it is absent. What is that? Onu Satchidananda, thinking, feeling, willing. That conscious unit leaves the body and no happiness is there. If you think suppose you have made a king of a great tract of land and you have got this spiritual spark in your body and there is no other animal, cats, dogs, birds, nothing. Then whether you will be happy there, you will be happy, you have got diamonds and all these gems, etc. and everything, you are the sole proprietor. You will commit suicide. If you get a parrot, then by getting, there is consciousness. Like this. But if there is no living being, then you will feel suffocation. If you get a cat, if you get a dog, if you get a parrot, if something you should get, then you can get some solace. If there is no living being, then you will feel suffocation. You will commit suicide. When consciousness exists in the body, then you see that he is the person. Dead body is not considered to be person nowhere in the world. Nowhere. The atheist country, they also do not accept it. Dead body. If you chemically keep it dead body as it is, and now everywhere the democracy is there, they are to cast vote, and if the person, he takes his whole voter, that dead body voter, by chemically keeping it to the booth, then what the director of the booth will say, whom we have brought? This is my voter. What? You have spoiled this place. You have spoiled this place. And he will order the police, let him charge, put him to jail. But if a diseased person, patient, diseased person, but still life is there, from the hospital is brought to caste work, because conscience is there. You are giving personality to the consciousness, not to the body. When a spark of consciousness, an individual soul can be a person, because of the individual soul, Supreme Lord, can he not be a person? What reason is there? Consciousness, personality is the attribute to consciousness. And he is the absolute conscious substance, absolute existence, absolute knowledge, absolute belief, absolute thinking power, absolute willpower, all omnipotent. He is not person. If the cause is not person, how these all these forms have come? If the cause formless, there is no attributes, no potency, nothing, then nothing can, all these forms can appear. How? Is it rational? In one place in India, there was one professor. He delivered his speech as chief guest there, and on president also. And after he delivered 1 hour speech, after that I was directed to give vote of thanks. Then I said, professor had delivered a good speech, long speech, very good. But one thing he said, that ultimate reality is formless. It has got no form, no attributes, no potency, nothing. And he said again, because we human beings, they cannot, ordinary human, they cannot think about formless and there is no potency, no qualities, nothing. They cannot think about this. For that reason, that ultimate deity who has got no form, no attributes, he has accepted Satyagun to become form, to Ishwar. He has become Ishwar. So that we can concentrate to their mind. Sadhakanam hitartha brahmanakulupakalpana. Those who are aspirants, those who are votaries, those who want to worship, they cannot worship formless nothing. How they can worship? But that is that ultimate reality, accepting Satya Guna, become Ishwar. Then I said, you said that ultimate reality is, has got no potency, is important. If he is important, how he become Ishwar by accepting Satya Guna? He can do nothing. He has got no potency. Ultimately has got no potency, important. And you again say that ultimate reality, that important reality, accepting Satyagun has become Ishwar. How? Is it rational? Irrational. He is almighty. He is transcendental. Onu Chetan can take initiative. But relative initiative. He is absolute. He is absolute initiative. He is the cause of all causes, remaining in the form. Remaining in the form, he is the cause of all causes. He is the inconceivable power. You think he is in the form, but he has got the inconceivable power. Because Gopal is small, small boy, and Yashoda Mata is tending Gopal. Gopal is so small. Yashoda Mata thinks Krishna has got no capacity to take bath, Krishna has no capacity to wear clothing, he has no capacity to eat, as he is doing everything, Krishna. And small boy. But when that small boy becomes a bit bigger inside, and with all the other cowherd birds moving and running, and what they did, once Krishna with other cowherd boys, and they went to the houses of the gopis when they are sleeping, and they prepared yogurt, butter, etc., and they kept, the lamp lighted so that no thief can enter. But Krishna, being the leader of the cowherd boys, went there surreptitiously, very hiding themselves, went there, and by blowing with the wind from the mouth, and extinguished the light, and stole all these things. You got everything. And they were very much distraught. What is this? Where from these thieves have come? And they came to learn this Kanhaiya. Then they complained to Sarada Mata, "Your son is very naughty, and with him there are so many cowherd boys. If they want, they should ask us, I want this thing, we can give. They are coming in the midnight when we are sleeping and extinguishing the lamp, they are stealing. What is this?" Sarada Mata was very much disturbed. "What is this? Kanhaiya, my son is very good. Kanhaiya, you have done this?" "They are speaking lie. They are speaking lie, yes. Oh, and my son is very good. Parents think their son is very good. The local people know. What sort of..." Now, other gopis, their milkmen, they went to Nanda Maharaj. "You see, you keep your son very carefully. Your son with some other cowherd boys used to come to our house. If they need anything, they should ask. And we can give. Why they are stealing?" "What is stealing? Kanhaiya, have you done this? They are speaking lie." You are so puzzled, what is this? Actually, Krishna is speaking truth. Why? Those gopis, those milkmen and milkwomen, or milkmaids, they are preparing for Krishna, to feed Krishna. They are preparing. And they approach Nanda Maharaj and Jagannath. "Please send your son to our house. We want to feed." "No, I have got 10,000 cows. I am Nanda Maharaj. My son, why he will go to other houses? No, I cannot allow. I shall feed." And Sarada Mata, "No, I cannot allow my son to go." And they are very much mortified, disappointed. And Krishna could understand their heart. Krishna himself went to father and mother. "Can I go to the house of that gopi to take something?" "Oh, you are so greedy. Yeah, you got all everything here. You want to go to the other place to eat. What can be done?" "So to fulfill their desire, I am going there as a thief." They are speaking lie to fulfill their desire. Now, one day, Sarada Mata, when there are no maid servants in his own house, there were maid servants to char the yogurt in the earthen pot, big pot. Then Sarada Mata herself was doing charming for Gopal, for Kanhaiya. Kanhaiya came at that time. "Mother, what do you say? Mommy?
Mom.
Mom?
Mom.
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 Mama.
Mama. Mama, stop churning. I am hungry. You should suckle me. I am hungry, you should suckle me. Don't disturb me. Today there are no maid servants to take out butter from the yogurt. How you will take? for that I am busy. For you, don't disturb me. But Krishna is disturbing. And drawing the cloth and stop, and circle me. Mother was very much disturbed. What is this? Then Krishna with small and very beautiful hand caught hold of the rod by which she was charging. Prop by seeing the beautiful boy, Jaradamata was charmed. Then stopped and got the child on the lap and was suckling. At that time she put some pot on the oven to prepare something from the milk, and milk swells up and flowing down, the whole everything would be first filed. Then Jaradamata said to Kanaya, you go down. I have to go there. Everything will be spoiled. No, I'm hungry. Then forcibly said. And Jaradamata went there to keep the pan from the oven to the ground. Went there. By that Krishna was very much enraged. I am hungry and mother has gone to keep the pan from the oven on the earth. I should destroy everything. She escaped in earthen pots, yogurt and butter and other things. And also in the ceiling. Because all the gopis there complained, this boy might be a bit very much naughty, fickle-minded. He might have spoiled this for the reason so that he cannot touch that. Then the ceiling of the house kept that hanging. All the those which are on the earth, he spoiled. And he saw, I shall spoil that. How? Krishna is almighty by spoiling. Why he should mount over the mortar? He mounted over the mortar, but yet he could not touch. Whole world is within, but he is making the space time. Even Brahmanda is within the stomach of Krishna. Brahmandal in Brahmanda Ghat, those who have gone to Bhajavandal Parikrama, they have seen it. But he is making this first time, taking the help of one stick, is breaking all this, and all the yogurt and butter are coming, and many monkeys there. And he is taking and giving the monkeys. Actually, it seems that he is spoiling everything, but he is not spoiling. Because the cows, they are also not ordinary cows. Rishi means they have become cows. They want Krishna to take something from my milk. So to fulfill their desire, Krishna is taking everything. But it seems that he is breaking. But he is fulfilling their desire. Outside it seems like that. He has broken the big pot where yogurt was there and mother was churning. But he had the fear. If mother will see, then he will come, he will beat me. Then very, very carefully he brought one stone and like that, so that there should not be any sound. And that earthen pot is broken. Everything came out, and after that, Jaradamata returned. What is this? This pot has been broken. There is nobody here. So many persons, they are complaining that your son is very naughty. He might have done this. Where is he? Searching. On the mortar, spoiling everything. so much naughty. I shall have to punish. I shall have to punish, otherwise his future will be dark. There will be no future of Krishna. I shall have to beat for his future prospect. Then with a one cane, Charitrasli, he is going there. So that if Krishna sees, Krishna will flee from that place. And when about to catch hold, Krishna immediately saw mother and gave a leap from the water and ran. Today, I shall not spare you. And the mother was running and Krishna's small boy was running very fast. Mother was fatty, very difficult and perspiring. But he had taken this decision that I shall catch hold of the boy and I shall punish. Otherwise his future will be bad. The son has become so naughty. But when she is perspiring, then Krishna, nobody can catch me. But mother wants to catch me. By the affection of the mother, Krishna thinks, no, I do not give much trouble. Krishna is moving slowly. And mother got hold of the child. And with the cane, I shall cane you. You go to other places to steal. And what you have done? And afterwards, what you will take? And with the cane, when she shows the cane to beat, and Krishna cried loudly. The Supreme Lord cried by seeing me. All the demigods, Brahma, Mahadev, and in the god of death, they are afraid of Krishna. And by seeing the cane, Krishna was crying loudly. What is this pastime to give satisfaction to the mother? Mother was very much puzzled by seeing this. Oh, this is my most beloved. My life is Gopal. If Gopal out of fear, if Gopal flees from this place, then I shall die. He has got no sense. A small child has got no sense. What is the use of beating this person? What is the use? No sense. Krishna has got no sense. So she threw it again and got the child on her lap, plank, and was pacifying the child like that. And after that, she thought, what to do? It is better to fasten the child. Otherwise, I am to do so many works, and this child will go and will do some reasons, so it fastened the child. So, small boy measuring the belly, and she brings one rope and tries to fasten. But two fingers less. What is this? I measure the child, and two fingers less. How is it? I bring another rope, joined it. Again, two fingers. What is this? And whole, there are so many ropes are there, joining. It becomes 1 mile, yet she is unable to fasten the child. Because within that child is infinite. It seems to be in limitation, but in that is unlimited, is inconceivable power. Nobody can understand it. Every time two fingers less. Every, not three fingers, one finger. Every time two. And she's tired. All the gopis are seeing from a distance. Small child. Mother is trying to fasten. But she won't be able to fasten the child with the rope. What is this? And she's perspiring. They are from smiling, all the gopis are smiling. Radha Mata also, what happened, I do not know. But he has not stopped. He won't. Trying. By that, Krishna being fastened by the devotion of Krishna, by the devotion of mother, Krishna wants to be fastened, all right? And nobody can fasten me. Then by the first rope, Krishna is fastened. Other rope remains. Every time two fingers. Vishnu Chakravarti has written, what is the significance of two fingers? One finger is the grace of Supreme Lord. Another finger, there should be sincere effort for the service. Sincere effort to serve Krishna, to serve Guru, there should be the body should have, yes. And only grace, He is all merciful, He is getting all. But we should attract the grace by our sincere effort to serve. Jaranda Mata did not stop serving. Although perspiring, ultimately Krishna was subdued by her devotion. Like that. If you want to serve Krishna, serve the Gurudev, serve Vaishnava from the core of the heart, then ultimately Guru Vaishnava Bhagavan will be fastened by your devotion. The two fingers is necessary. But that isn't. Here, Supreme Lord is passing. He is the cause of all causes. Brahma Rahi Pratishtam Amritasya Vaishwacha. You will find in Gita. The formless Brahma, those the Gyanis, they want to merge themselves in the formless Brahma. That formless Brahma is the hell of the person of Krishna. Hell of the person of Krishna. Krishna is the cause of that Brahma. Even he is the cause of Paramatma. The yogis, they want to get darshan of Paramatma by dhyan, by meditation, etc. In Gita it is said, Yasmat kharamatitam akshrajya tatma atashmir loke vedapa hija purushattam. I am beyond the comprehension of conditioned souls of the world. And supremely superior to Brahma and Paramatma. It is said in Gita. So, Krishna, He is absolute bliss. Krishna is transcendental. He is almighty. That almighty complete reality is Ananda. If we can get Him, then our desire for Ananda will be fulfilled. There will be no end of our Ananda. That Ananda is infinite Ananda. That we will require. You have sung the glories of Krishna. Not for Krishna's sake in Gita, that is for getting ultimate target is mukti. For mukti, when a mukti will be target, then you will get target. You are using Krishna. You are using Krishna not for Krishna's sake, but getting some yogic attainments or getting some merging to the person of Paramatma or merging to the impersonal formless God. You are not doing it for Krishna's sake. You have to do it for Krishna's sake, for His satisfaction. Then if he will be satisfied, then you will be satisfied. You have narrated there, but that is your target. You have narrated Krishna's glory, but not for Krishna's sake. But you have to do it. Then he advised him four slokas. And by that, by getting that, he meditated. And he saw the best times of Krishna, how the conditioned souls are fastened, they are enveloped by the universal energy, how they can get emancipation, all these things after seeing. And he has written Srimad Bhagavat. By reading Srimad, he has got peace. Eternal peace. When Krishna is satisfied, there will be satisfied. They are the best when he has sown. Himself. Now you see, how long I shall let you do?
How long
you
like?
But you see, one thing, I want to discuss one matter from Ekadash Kanda. This is only ground, this is only foundation I have been. But actually, I have not started. I started Ekadash Kanda. Vidharad Nimi, with other Brahmins, he was doing sacrifices, their oblations. And the youngest sons of Rishabhdev, nine Munis, Kobi, Hobi, etc., they said the holy princess could be at the sacrificial site, at his house. Vidyaraj Nimi, by seeing them, stood up and paid respect to them, paid obeisances, and served them. After serving them, and he said, "Why you have come? Manne Bhagavata Shakat Parsha Madhuddishaha Vishnudani Lokanang Pavanai Charantihi. By seeing you, it seems to me you are directly connected with Madhusudan Krishna. You are personal associates of Madhusudan. Vishnudani Lokanang Pavanai Charantihi. I have not invited you to come here. Why you have come? You are Mahabhagavat Vaishnava. Vaishnava, they without their own purpose, they move from one village to another, one town to another town. Mahanta Swabhavi Tarite Mamar, Nijakarja Nahitu Jantar Ghar in Bengali says. Actually, a realized soul, a Shuddha Bhakta, they have got no their personal requirement. They are seeing the conditioned souls, forgetting the relation with Supreme Lord Sri Krishna. They are suffering so much. Out of grace, they move from one village to another, one town to another. They take trouble for the rescue of the fallen souls of the earth. They put their holy fingerprints in their house. And Vidyaraj Nimi recognized them as saints, great saints, Shuddha Bhakta. By that, it proves that Vidyaraj Nimi, although he is a household devotee, he is also a Vaishnava. A Vaishnava can understand a Vaishnava. A sadhu can understand a sadhu, a non-sadhu can understand. A learned person can give respect to a learned person. As you see, in the yogi center, we have gone to the yoga center. There may be some person there who knows this yogi, all this for keeping the body good. You will find it in India also. And who is expert there? Those who have got knowledge of yoga, they can give respect to the yoga. Those got no knowledge, how they can give it? Like that, a Shuddha Bhakta can give respect to a Shuddha Bhakta. A sadhu can give respect to a sadhu. A non-sadhu cannot. A learned person can give respect to a learned person. Sukadev Goswami was born Brahmagyani. When he was in the mother's womb, Brahmagyani. When he was born, he left the place, and father Vedabhyasa was running behind him. Oh, putra, oh, son, stop, but son, move. 16 years of age, was moving on in the villages, and villagers, they are seeing, a naked person is going, he is mad. They are throwing dust, they are spitting to him. He did not say anything because he was Paramahansa. But when he said his holy prophets there in Sukartal, where Parikshit Maharaj was there, or so many munis, innumerable munis and kings were there, millions there, they all stood up and gave respect to the naked Sukadev Goswami. They could understand. He is not an ordinary person. A big, realized soul. But the villagers, they couldn't understand. They have got no capacity to understand. Here, Vidyaraj Nimi. And now, he said, "Why you have come here? Now, this human birth is precious birth. Durlabhang Manasam Deha. দেহিনাং ক্ষণভঙ্গুর, তা দুর্লভ মান্য বৈকুণ্ঠ প্রিয় দর্শনম, আই হ্যাভ গট দিস হিউম্যান বার্থ, প্রেশাস বার্থ, আফটার পাসিং থ্রু 80 lakhs অফ স্পিসিস, 9 lakhs অ্যাকোয়াটিক অ্যানিমালস, অ্যান্ড দিস ট্রিজ এক্সেট্রা মাউন্টেন্স 20 lakhs, অ্যান্ড আফটার পাসিং থ্রু ওয়ার্মস অফ দি সেক্রিমেন্ট, ওয়ার্মস অফ দি স্টুলস, ফর হ্যাভ লেভ লেভ 11,000 birds, and 10,000 birds at birds, and 30 lakhs, not thousand, 30 lakhs, 10 lakhs birds, and 30 lakhs as animals, and after that have got the 4 lakhs human birth, and you have got this human birth after getting so much trouble, with great difficulty, but the chance you may lose any moment you may die, and next again we shall have the human birth. There is no guarantee of it, there is no guarantee. For that reason you should not spoil your time. Any moment we may die, and next again you shall be born as human being. There is no guarantee. As King Bharat, when he was in the young age, the eldest son of Rishabdev, when he renounced the house, he has got wife and children. No, I shall not remain, because in this house I cannot give my full energy for the service of God. For then he renounced and went to the forest. And there, by providence, he came across to a sea deer, and that deer, and there one out of the roaring sound of the lion, got a leap over a spring, and one young one of the deer fell from his womb and on the spring, and that mother deer died by feeding. Then Maharaj Bharat had got some affection. This small deer also will die. He took out it. And when he took out, the mother died. Now he has got the responsibility to look after that. He has given up his wife, his children, and he will give full energy. But here Maya has come, and he took out this boy, and he had the duty to look after that. He was going to the villages to beg for some milk, etc., to give that young one of the deer. In this way, he is giving his energy, breathing energy. And at the time of death, and the deer's eyes are very much, very attractive and very good and moving. He has got some affection, but he is giving his energy. At the time of death, he is thinking, who will look after this? There are so many ferocious animals. They will kill. By thinking that, he dies, and after that he becomes. He got the birth of a deer. But he had the knowledge. Because he performed penance, he had the knowledge. I was king. I, renouncing the house, I came to worship. And I had got this sort of, by providence, I had come in contact with this deer. And I reared up that deer. And I have got affection and attachment. So I got this deer birth. So he did not go to other deer, he used to remain with the sadhus. And next birth, Jarabharat. Like that, whatever you will think at the time of death, you will get birth accordingly. Jam jam bhavi smaram bhav tadat tande kalayvaram tam tam uti kundasa tad bhava bhavita. You will find in Gita. Whatever you will think at the time of death, you will get birth accordingly. So any moment will be this chance. When we have got this human birth, we should not spoil it. We should engage this human body for getting the absolute whole, absolute bliss. Because God has given this chance to us. When we forgot Krishna and we wanted to enjoy this world, Krishna has created these infinite planets or prison houses, all this. You do not want to sarni. You want to enjoy. If Krishna did not give, we cannot get. He created all these species. You enter into it and enjoy. And After going through Attila's birth, when you have got this human birth, then Krishna has given the discriminating power. Whether you want to worship me or you want to enjoy this world. If you enjoy it, you have to go through cycles of births and deaths and sleep life. No, we want to go through. Then you worship me. Then you will come across with this Shuddha Bhakta. But that didn't. Now, Vidharadhimi, he asked the question. Yathaita Maishwari Mayam. Dustrama Kritadmami Taranda Dhuladeva Maharshavida Uchyata. And I have been enveloped by the useful energy. So I have got this sort of birth here. And now, enveloped by the useful energy, I do not know how I can get my eternal welfare. Yathaita Vaishwari Maya. Vaishwari Maya means this external quantity with three primal qualities. Satya, Rajatogun, by Rajagun, living beings are created, and the created beings are sustained by Satyagun, and by Tamagun, they are destroyed. And we are passing through the cycles of births and deaths by being enveloped by the initial energy of three primary qualities. And now fastened by the initial energy, and I have got to hold over the sense organs. I have got the false ego and false interest, false. I have got no power to cross over the ocean of births and deaths. I have got the misconceptions of self. I have a dunderhead or dunderpit like this. I have a fool. Swaha, you please tell me how I can get cross over this ocean of births and deaths. Easiest way, if you please. Then he has said, Karmanna variva aravarana dukhatta ishukayaja. Pashe pagavil mithuni charanangina. All the human beings, they are doing work, action, for what purpose? Purpose to remove the affliction and to get happiness. Everybody's purpose is the same. Those who have come here, they have got the same purpose. If you go there and if you see the Vaishnavas and do Hari Kirtan and hear Hari Katha, then we shall be able to remove our afflictions, remove our miseries, we can get happiness. And those who have got no such belief, they will remain in their house. I shall go remain in the house. I shall see TV. The TV in the TV, I shall get satisfaction from the eyes. I shall get the satisfaction from the ears. By going there, what is? The sadhus have got no beautiful complexion, nothing. I shall get nothing. By the eyes, these are will be fulfilled. And ears, they are not singing, they are not good tone, good voice. Then we have remained in the house, we shall see the TV. We shall not go there. Like this. They will not come. They are thinking in their way, own way. If I remain in the shop, then I shall earn money. If I remain in my office, I shall earn money. If I go there to the temple, then I shall have to give money. I am not so poor. I shall not go there. I shall remain here. If I get money, I can remove my affliction. I can get all what my desires fulfilled. They are also thinking they have their own benefit. They will not come. You have come. No, you shall be benefited. So you are giving some time here like this. We start work. We work what to remove the afflictions, miseries, and wants, and to get happiness. For that reason, when by single effort we are unable, then we marry. We marry, we become two. With the help of the wife, and we are trying, yet we are not getting help. Let us beget one child. Then with the three, we shall try. One son is born, then another daughter is born, another one. With 5, 4, with limited company, trying. But, oh Vidharadhimi, you see, just the opposite, reverse. All the afflictions are increasing. So, if you want, whether you want actual bliss, you want it? Yes. Then, you give up your vanity, you know. Your own benefit. You give up your vanity. You do not know. You have got no knowledge. You take shelter to Guru. Tasmat Guru Nirvadde to Jiggasa Sreya Uttamam. Sabde Parajan Islam Brahman Nupashvayasya. There are many other verses here. I have omitted that. Last verse. Tasmat Guru Nirvadde to Jiggasa Sreya Uttamam. When we have got disease in our body, can I take it? I have to go to a special doctor, to doctors who have got the knowledge of the anatomy. I cannot treat myself. I have got no knowledge of it. The doctor may say, why you have come? You have got your trouble, you treat yourself. No, I have got no knowledge of the anatomy. You please see, what is the difficulty? If diagnose the disease and give the medicine and the proper diet, then if the diagnosis is correct, and if you take medicine and diet, then you are all right. Like that. When you have the disease of this birth and death and threefold afflictions, you have to go to a doctor, not this doctor. This doctor is the physical, for physical difficulties they can treat you. But for this disease of birth and death, cycles of birth and death, threefold afflictions, you have to go to Guru. Guru who has got knowledge of scripture, and who has got this mantra through prescriptive channel from Supreme Lord, is descending from Supreme Lord. That quality should be there. He should be Kshatriya. He should get this through prescriptive channel, right prescriptive channel. Otherwise there is no life full seed. The seed is there, mantra is there in the scripture. By getting that mantra, if you perform, you will not get anything. The life is seed. You have to get from a Shuddha Bhakta. If you want to get realization of any transcend, any realm of the demigods, you have to get it from the demigod or from his own person, at the back of whom the demigod is there. Or if you want Krishna to Vrindavan Dham, you have to get it from Krishna or Krishna's own person, at the back of whom Krishna is there. It is descending through prescriptive channel. Then you can go to Vrindavan Dham. Then that seed will be life full seed. So he must have this qualification. He must get that mantra through prescriptive channel. Or again another meaning, he must have knowledge of this scriptural knowledge. By reasoning he may prove, but that is not sufficient. It should be substantiated by the self-evident truth of the scriptural evidence. Then it will be strong. By that you can depend on it when it is substantiated by the scripture. So Guru should have that knowledge. And after that, Brahmanishta, only he has got enough scriptural knowledge and he can also make me understand. I have got no feeling, no realization. How he can give it? He must have realization. Without realization, he cannot give this. But you will find so many persons who can speak, who can make you understand, but have got no realization. Then how we can give you that realization of Supreme Lord to you? For that is the Supreme Lord, the God as own person, Shuddha Bhakta, is required for this. It is called Sadguru. Sadguru, two qualifications, Srautriyam Brahmani Manduka Sruti, it is said, here in Bhagavad, Sabda Brahma Par Brahma Nishnath. He should have realization of Parabrahma. Parabrahma. Then he will realization according to the eligibility of the aspirant, of the votary. He can prescribe what got the actual knowledge. We have got no knowledge, only book knowledge, only theoretical knowledge. How can? Now if I am going through book, I have learned that the milk is to be prepared in this way. Bookish knowledge is that. You have to take an oven and you have to keep the pot and you have to keep the milk there, and if you keep it for 5 minutes, it will be boiled. Then when the teacher has given this instruction to the pupils, to the students, and one student wanted to do executive. He has brought an oven and one pot is there, kept there, and after, then milk is there, and after 3 minutes, milk is swelling. Right? What is this? Then he went to the master, teacher, milk is swelling, it's falling down. There is no, nothing is eaten. There is some defect on your oven, some defect there. It is not written in the book that you fall down. So you have no practice, practical knowledge. But mothers, those who prepare the food, they have got the practice. Oh, you less the temperature heat, or you put the pot, keep the pot from the oven down, or you with the spoon you make this, make this. They will make some arrangement, they will say. This is the practical knowledge. The practical knowledge is necessary. That he cannot treat. For that reason, Sabda Brahma Par Brahma Nishna Bhat, such a Shuddha Bhakta Sadguru is rarely to be found. You will find Rudra Mahadev, he was speaking to Parvati Devi. You see, Guru is not so easy. Bhava Guru Vasanti Shishra Vitta Aparaka. Durlabha Sadguru Shishra Santa Aparaka. The so-called Guru, you will find many who can squeeze the money from this disciple. But to remove these afflictions, it will rarely to be found. Sadguru, for this in Kali Yuga, it is very difficult in this Kali Yuga, in Yudha, keep 3/4 of the person are, they are irreligious. And only 1/4 person is they are religious minded. But then in that devotee you will find 1%, even less than that. That is rare. For that reason, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Nandanandan Krishna, seeing the plight of this Kali Yuga, this black age, he has taken the form of the Radharani, the greatest guru, the absolute counterpart of Supreme Lord Sri Krishna. He has taken the form of Radharani and appeared as Navadvip Dham, as Gauranga Mahaprabhu, as Guru. And his personality, they have appeared to fulfill his desire. Sanatan Goswami and others, they appeared. They appeared to fulfill this. Sanatan Goswami, Rupa Goswami, Rairamananda, all these Namacharya Haridastra appeared. Sanatan Goswami was Prime Minister of Bhujan Sapatsa. By seeing Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he gave up that job and he met Chaitanya Mahaprabhu at Varanasi while going to Vrindavan there, and he asked this question. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu through Sanatana Goswami taught us whenever anybody is time to be released from these clutches of Maya, to get emancipation from the clutches of Maya, get the highest objective, he will have this question. Unless this question is not awakened, is not there in the heart, that search of truth is not there, then he will not get. Asato Brahma Jigyasa. What is that? Who am I? Kiyami, who am I? We should know. Sanatana Goswami was the Prime Minister, a very learned person. But he was asking the question, I do not know my own self. Who am I? What am I? Why I have been afflicted by threefold afflictions? By this bodily affliction, and affliction due to separation of near and dear ones. This is called adhyatmik klesh. And affliction created, inflicted by the other living beings of this world. And the greatest enemy has become now, the human species has become the greatest enemy of the human species. Other animals and birds, they are doing only for their livelihood. They are unnecessarily killing. But human beings are unnecessarily killing. They have become the greatest enemy of the world. So much suffering you will find. And from natural calamities that they are, and at the time of death, threefold afflictions. For that reason, and I do not know what I am to get highest of. My objective is, I do not know what is my highest objective. what I am to get it, and what is the method to be accepted to get the highest objective. All this I cannot have the power to even question you. Kindly please tell me, when anybody is time for getting emancipation from this bondage of this illusory energy of this material phenomena, then he will have this question to Gurudev, who am I? Where from I have come? All these relations I have seen, they will not remain in this world. Where from they have come? Where from we shall go? And is there any eternal reality? And like that, that search will come. Then what is my ultimate of money? By getting money, or getting beautiful wife, or children, or all these things, what is my objective? By emancipation, what highest objective? Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, you see, you are eternal servant of Supreme. You do not know your own self. Jiver Sarupahai Krishna Nitya Das Krishna Tatastha Shakti Veda Vyakta. He did not say you are Prime Minister of Bhushan Samastra. He is saying in general terms, all the jivas are the eternal servant of Supreme Lord Sri Krishna. They are the part of the potency of Supreme Lord Krishna. That potency is marginal potency. In one side, internal potency, another side, external potency. Internal potency, and there is a line, demarcating line between land and water is called thought. And here we are in the demarcating line of the external potency and internal potency. Those who become averse to Sri Krishna, they are unblocked with external potency. They have come to this world. Now if you want to go to that transcendental realm, blissful realm, then we have to take shelter. We have to surrender to the internal potency whose concrete form is Shuddhavata. Sadguru, who will appear. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has appeared as Shuddhavata, Sadguru. As it is difficult to get Sadguru, and Sanatana Goswami is praying as one sincere votary, and he was asking questions for us. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, this is the cause of your suffering. You have forgotten Krishna. You should remember Krishna. That is the cause. And how to remember Krishna? If you go on meditation, no, in this Kali Yuga it is not possible. When Satya Yuga, there are four kinds of piety. At that time, life was on the marrow of the bone. They could perform thousands of years without taking any food. But at that time, they were capable of doing meditation. But when one piety was less, then in Treta Yuga, it was not possible to perform, to do meditation. They were attached to the worldly objects. Then the Rishi Muni said, you cannot perform rightly meditation. Now you have got attachment to the world. You have to give it to Supreme Lord. Umukaya Shah, the objects of the attachment, wherever you will give, you will go there. That is the science. Now we have become attached to these worldly objects. How you can do meditation? Your mind is fickle, restless mind. You give it there. By giving it, you will get concentration to the object. That is the purpose. That was served in Satya Yuga by meditation. And now in Treta Yuga, you cannot do meditation. General people cannot do. So you should do sacrifice, oblation. By giving that, you will have attachment, concentration to the object. In Dhapar Yuga, next degraded, in Dhapar Yuga, then another quality is less. They are given to senses. When they are given to senses, they become slave of senses. They can utter mantra correctly. If wrong utterance of mantra, you will get wrong result. The Rishi will say, now you cannot perform even yoga. Then how we shall be rescued? You worship deity. You engage your whole sense organ for deity. Your sense organs going to different objects of the sense organs, and you are diverted to different places. So you should concentrate that. For getting the concentration, you should worship deity. You should give your whole sense organs of the sense organs for the service of deity. Then you can get concentration. But in Kali Yuga, even that you cannot do because you are diseased. Diseased person is unable to do worship. Early morning you have to get up, and all this, whenever you do worship, you should worship to 2 hours, you have to sit there. But 1 hour you said, then you got up because you got some sort of difficulty to for cough and all these things. It felt like you want to go to throw that. And again, there is for urination and etc. All these things will come, and you got up from the temple. Stop doing the proper offense. If you act as per scriptural injunction, you have to worship the deities Guru, then Gauranga, then Radha Krishna. It will take them 2 hours. You have to remain there, you cannot go outside. But we cannot do this. We are diseased, how we can do? Then how we shall be rescued? Follow the Hari Kirtanat in this Kali Yuga. There is only and there is no other way. Harir Nama, Harir Nama, Harir Nama, Bhakevalam, Kalo Nastiva, Nastiva, Nastiva Gatiranda. There is no other way, no other way, no other way. Certainly no other way. Thrice it has been told. In Birhad Narayana Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has explained this. Harinam, even if he says, my meditation. Meditation is required in yoga. Meditation, no. No. Then, Harinam, next, Harinam. By oblation, no. Then, by puja, no. Harir Nama, Harir Nama, Harir Nama. No. Eva. Certainly Harinam. And only Harinam. There is no other way, no other way, no other way in Kali Yuga. Whatever one can get, could get in Satya Yuga by doing meditation, or could get by doing oblation in Treta Yuga and puja in Dwapar Yuga. Everything you will get by doing Harinam only. I am ordering this. Why you are thinking? I have given all power to Harinam. We look at the Nam Rupa Krishna Avatar, Nam Iti Hai Sarva Jagatajya. By name he has descended to this world to rescue the fallen souls of this Kali Yuga. And we are fortunate enough, easily you can get. There is no difficulty in Kali Yuga. In the Dhyata Vishnu Tridang Jayata Makhi Dhapare Parijan Kali Yuga Hari Kirtana. By chanting the holy name, by chanting the holy name, through Haridas Thakur, Namacharya Haridas Thakur, who was born in a Muslim family, but he Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the one of the greatest associates in Krishna Lila, is Brahma. Showing that any place Shuddha Bhakta can be born. Any place. But he was the personal associate of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. In, when he was there, in Purushottam Dham, he did not go to Vrindavan temple. He did not go to Kashi Mishra Bhavan. There are no obstruction for him. All wanted that you have got free access to Jagannath temple or to Kashi Mishra Bhavan. But out of humbleness, no, if I go there, my body will be touched by these sevakas of Jagannath, they will become impure for them. After humbleness, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when all the devotees went there from Bengal there, he asked, where is Haridas Thakur? He is there in the road. Why? No, he will not come here. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went there and embraced him. And he gave him this place just after the Kashi Mishra Bhavan. Siddha Bakul, a tree has become Siddha by doing three lakhs Harinam every. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to meet Haridas Thakur, sometimes Rupa Goswami, sometimes Sanatana Goswami in that place. Our Gurudev, they also have this sort of humbleness. We worked under an emperor of Batsa, Muslim. For that we have been piled. Actually they are born in Brahmin family. But out of, they have got no, they are free access. Yet they did not go there. They used to do the humbleness. Our Guru, Sanatana Goswami, Rupa Goswami, there was so much humbleness. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went there. Haridas, I have got much trouble in my life. Why? There are those who are killing the cows and those who have got no knowledge of the Vedic instructions, all the Javan, how they will be rescued? He was born in the Javan family. How they will be rescued? They are my, all are my sons. They have come from this. How they will be brought there? I am very much. Mentally, I am very much upset. Tell me, then, why you are thinking? Damsi damsata mitcha haramite punapur. Ukta mitcha nikimita svadhyayanan. In the scripture it is said that one boar or hog, boar with the tooth, he struck one javan and out of hate, haram. When they saw a hog or a pig, they say haram. Haram means Ram is the name of the Supreme Lord. Ha means out of separation grief. Haram. By uttering the haram, they will be rescued. Oh, very good, very good, very good. Those who will do with Shraddha, with firm faith, there is no question of it. In being hit by a hog, if he uttered the name haram, he will be rescued. Satisfied. But other creatures, all these animals, birds, and there are the trees, and they are forgetting Krishna, they are born here, they are getting immense trouble, how they will be rescued? They will be rescued. You have introduced Navar Sankirtan with the devotees, and you chant Navar Sankirtan loudly on the road, and through the forest, you are doing, and they will hear, Hare Krishna, they will hear. They cannot utter, by hearing, Krishna will enter in them, and they will be rescued by them. You have introduced the Nagar Sankirtan, and we are speaking here, we are doing Sankirtan, only we are hearing. But if we perform Nagar Sankirtan, others will hear. They will also be rescued by hearing. Now you see, Sankirtan, and in the Sankirtan, there are names, the various names of Supreme Lord. By doing the names of the demigods, you will not be rescued. Because they are also under Maya. When the total dissolution will be here, they all Brahma and Shiva, all will be destroyed. But there are two aspects you have to understand. We have got Brahma as Guru, that Brahma is Shuddha Bhakta Brahma, and Brahma as Creator is different, and he is the object of worship of the demons. Hiranyakashipu was worshipping Brahma, but we also worship Brahma, that Brahma is Shuddha Bhakta Brahma. We also worship Mahadev, Shuddha Bhakta, in Vishnu Swami Sampradaya, Rudra was different. But Ravan Kumbhakarna, Tamagun, they also worship Mahadev. They are as destroyer. They have got their tamasic desires for that reason. But Rudra as Vaishnava, we pray for his grace, for giving us devotion, cause of devotion to the lotus feet of Radha Krishna. Gopeshwarshi, bowed down there, like that. They're different. You have to understand this. Brahma was infatuated. It is written by Veda Vyasmuni. Brahma could not understand Krishna. But Madhyacharya did not accept this. Because Madhyacharya Guru is Brahma, preceptor channel. How Brahma can be invisible? But Madhyacharya got initiation from Vedavyasmuni. Vedavyasmuni got from Narada Goswami. Narada Goswami got from Brahma. Brahma from Krishna. That is the preserved channel. Now, you see, Madhvacharya, Veda Vyasmuni, he has written infatuation. He has not written there, in Srimad Bhagavatam, that you should not think that Brahma is infatuated. Brahma has made this pastime to teach us. That he has not written. So, we should be very careful. Here, Brahma as creator, and Brahma as Shuddha Bhakta. The call for difference is there. Brahma as Shuddha Bhakta. We are getting that through Brahma. And Brahma as creator. Brahma as creator, there, Veda Vyasmuni, he has not written anything there. In Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th canto, the Brahma is infatuated, he has made his best times. He has not written it. But we have to take the teachings of Veda Vyasmuni. Veda Vyasmuni, he has accepted. Accepted Narada Goswami, accepted Brahma. He knows the Brahma has got no infatuation. But he has written this in Bhagavad to teach others. If you have this thought of vanity, you can know Krishna. I, Brahma, I am the creator, I cannot know. How you can know? To teach them. For that reason. You should be very careful in this matter. Otherwise, he may commit offense to Veda Vyasmuni. The Veda Vyasmuni, he does not know. He does not know that Brahma cannot be infatuated. If you say that, you will commit offense. Your precedent challenge will be lost. He has not written this. Because intentionally he has not written this. Because we have got vanity. You see, you get this lesson, that Brahma being a creator, he could not understand Krishna. How he can understand by challenging Buddha? Being a human being? But that is Brahma, through Brahma he has taught this. But Brahma has Shuddha Bhakta, he has got no infatuation. Through that channel is coming. Like that. But that is, and here you see Krishna Nam is the highest name. By uttering the names of the demigods, he cannot get infatuation. But by uttering Vishnu Nam, there is difference. Ram is Vishnu, Krishna is Vishnu, Nishinga is Vishnu. But by uttering the name of Ram, you can get more benefit. It is written in Padma Purana. Rama Rameti Rameti Rama Rame Mano Rame Shosnam Tirunam Rama Nama Varanane. Ram Ram Ram, three Nam Nam I am uttering. Because if you do 1,000 Vishnu Nam, it will be equal to one Ram Nam. One Ram Nam. And you will find in Padma Purana and in Brahmanda Purana, there you will find Sosa Namnanang Punnanang Triyavidya Ekavidya Krishna Nama Ekavidya Krishna Nama. 3,000 Vishnu Nam is equal to one Krishna Nam. So, 3 Ram Nam is equal to Krishna. Krishna Nam is the highest. The Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has instructed Natyananda Prabhu and Haridas Thakur. Everywhere you give this message, my message to them. Prabhu Radhishumara Magiyai Bhikkha Bala Krishna, Haja Krishna, Kara Krishna, Shrikha. You utter the name of Krishna. And you worship Krishna. You take lessons here, knowledge about your relation with Krishna. Who is Krishna or what are you? Then you can utter the Krishna name rightly. You utter the name of Krishna, Bala Krishna, Haja Krishna, worship Krishna. And take knowledge and lesson from a Shuddha Bhakta about Krishna and about you. What is your relation, actual relation? With that relation, if you utter the name, then you can get Krishna prem. And he has ordered that. But there is another name, which Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has not said. In Krishna Nam, there are tenfold offenses. Without, if we have tenfold offenses, you cannot get prem. But in the name of Nityananda and Gauranga, there is no. In those who are offenders, they will be rescued. Sinners will be rescued by uttering the name of Krishna. By uttering Narayan, Ajamil was rescued. There, as he has got no offense. But the offenders will not be rescued. But Nandananda Krishna, by taking the mode of worship and form of Radharani, appeared as Gauranga Mahaprabhu. Nityananda also appeared, and outside he was acting as a devotee, inside his Supreme Lord, Nityananda Prabhu. And if you utter that name, then offenders will be rescued. If you go to offense, then what is our shelter? We are doing always offense. Your shelter is Nityananda Gauranga. They rescued the offenders also. The highest name is that. First we have to pray for the grace of Guru, Vaishnava Bhagavan. Then we have to pray the grace of Nityananda Gauranga. Ultimately do Varina, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Then you will get the answer of the Panchakul.